This is Sunday morning. This is 6:21:20, and I'm going to share the prophet's corner first. Lord has spoken to me a few things. First of all, I have just a little bit of information for, you could say it's FYI. As of right now, really it started a few weeks ago, and I researched it. I can't hear myself now. I researched, do you hear me okay? Okay. I researched about there's a new app, or not an app, it's an update. And what this update is, it's a COVID tracker. And I read up on it because I didn't want to take it, but there's no way to disable the phone. I turned my settings off and it automatically turned them back on. So you can go on your, I don't know about an Android, but on your iPhone, you can go to settings, then privacy, and then health, and you'll see the COVID tracker on there. It will not track without an app. You have to get an app and download an app for it to be. That's the only reason I went ahead and didn't just turn off Bluetooth and everything, so that it can't. I mean, you have to have Bluetooth on for it to, your app to work anyway. But anyway, you can just check it out. If you are doubting the times we're living in, remember last week I talked about the Fourth Reich. You know why the wall was there, the wound that wouldn't heal? This is the Antichrist beast system that had the wound in its head. What happened during World War II? The West walled off from the East to keep it's like a cancer behind that wall. Families were separated. Many people didn't see their families. Well, it was like 40-something years. It was in the 80s, I forget the exact date, when this was active, whenever they tore the wall down. But they called it the wound that wouldn't heal. So you see when you read about the Antichrist, oh, it's a man with a head wound. No, it's not. It's a system. And this system was being contained behind that wall. But I'm telling you today, we're living in a time God's taking the system out, because you see what happens. Babylon continues to rise. Continues to rise. Now, I'm not a person to boycott anyone, but I'm still echoing. I saw this by Ken Shipp. He is a career CIA, retired, and he came against this organization very harshly, and this is what he had to say. Let me tweet this again. Black Lives Matter is connected to the Nation of Islam, which teaches all white people are devils and inferior to the black race. People better take this seriously when they ignorantly support BLM and its mob tactics. I've received I don't know how many advertisements or, you know, just emails from people that I buy from that are supporting Black Lives Matter. Take heed of where the money's going to. In fact, there was something yesterday that Antifa's beginning to wonder, and then Black Lives Matter beginning to wonder where all the money's going. You know where all the money's going. It's going to the beast. It's not to help the blacks. They don't care about the blacks. In fact, if I heard someone else even post this, if Black Lives Matter, then they would tear down every Planned Parenthood, because Margaret Sanger, her sole aim was to kill every black baby that was born. He's white supremacist. So you see here, they don't care about these people. They don't care. This is about the New World Order. This is about Satan's agenda being promoted all through the COVID. All this is connected. Mm-hmm. It was all a sham. It's all a sham. And they're trying to push it again, which it will fail. It's already failing. So I just want you to be aware, if you're doubting the times we're in, and, you know, if we're really here, I don't think you can get any more here than here. I mean, it'd be different. It was just Germany, but it isn't just Germany this time. It's all over the world. Mm-hmm. How'd they do it? Cell phones. But you know the good news? The very thing they use to track us is tracking them. And that's how they're being taken out. Okay, this is Sunday, 6:21:20. The Prophet's Corner Uncut, and the title of this is The Mystery of Lawlessness. We'll look over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 first. Really thankful the Lord protected the rally. And there was a little incident, but it got taken care of really quickly with the National Guard there. And the Lord's taking care of us. President was in rare form. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter or from us, that as the day of Christ is at hand, that no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed the son of perdition. Well, we see the unsealing of that in Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 14, when the seals are unopened. In fact, I have that to read. We will after I read what the Lord has said. So it's been revealed, this wickedness that's been at work ever since the garden in the earth. Same thing's going on, has been going on from the very beginning. It's just more widespread. Now it's covering the whole earth. Well, God says his word's going to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Okay, iniquity, myth right here. Well, let me finish reading this. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity, which that word iniquity basically is lawlessness. Iniquity really means illegality, violation of law, or wickedness. We see that like never before. Okay, iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth it will it until he be taken out of the way. I put here the angels were the ones that were holding the seals from being opened. Really, it was Jesus. Because we're going to read John, he started to weep because no one was there to open the seals. And then the elder said, don't weep. The line of the tribe of Judah, he's the one that can reveal. Because what is the revelation about? It's called disclosure. It's about the revelation of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. of his coming. It's also a history of the world, what we've been putting up with. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. I saw some technology yesterday that was just mind-boggling. It showed a gym. It was full of children. And they show this huge well come up out of the wall and splash in the middle of the floor. And all this, it was just, and the kids are just, wow, it was all animation. And then they showed the Twin Towers. And they showed what scam was pulled on the American people. You know, they can do all kinds of things to make you believe one thing's happening and it's really not what it seems. Was that whale real? No, it was an animation. It's like we see in the movies. Okay, I forget what they call it. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, to make you think something's happening, you're perceiving it with your eyes. I came across something yesterday that they have concluded in these cases against, in the 9/11 cases that are going on right now, that the buildings came down from explosions. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie. We see it going on right now. that they all might be damned who believed not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. So this is an encouragement from the Lord today. When he pulls his next trick out of the bag, don't be concerned about it. This is something that yesterday the Lord spoke to me, and I didn't study it out, but I'm just going to kind of just say, Lord, I'll let you lead me on this. This is what he said to me. The law equals touch not, taste not, handle not. The Spirit, nothing shall hurt you in all my holy mountain. Even under the old covenant, they defied faith. I mean, not faith. They defied the natural, like Sarah having a baby at 90 and Abraham at nearly 100. Elijah calling down fire from heaven. The sun stood still for Joshua. See these things. When a person would exercise their faith, God would override the law. Well, is it Romans 8:11? Is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. This is part of the illusion the Lord said to me. All these things that they tell you, I don't care if it's COVID, I don't care if it's vaccines, it's what you think about it. It's the illusion that you have bought into. It's the stuff that you hear, the propaganda that comes forth. Like I told you about the Fourth Reich, it didn't quit. It just transferred to the United States to Project Paperclip. So it's been going on for a long time because it's Satan's propaganda. So it's what you believe about the propaganda. People are afraid. That's why they wear the mask. When it's been proven there's no purpose in wearing the mask, it's not doing anything. Unless you've got one of those, I forget the name of it, those special masks that seal. Unless it's sealed, you're not doing anything. In fact, yeah, N95. So you're not doing anything. In fact, you're being counterproductive. I read an article. This guy was jogging and he collapsed because he was wearing a mask. You know, carbon monoxide was going in, not getting airflow. All this has been about Satan's propaganda machine to fool us, to trap us, to track us, I'm telling you, we're in the battle of Armageddon, I believe it. Even people that don't really believe, don't really know anything or know much, are beginning to believe that. They're saying, we're putting aside all this end time doctrine stuff, we're waiting for the trumpet. I said, well, he'll be speaking next, Saturday night. What do you think he's been saying for? What do you think Q's been saying? God's been speaking. God's with us. God is speaking to us for those who will believe and those who will hear today. I mean, it'd be hard-pressed to convince me otherwise. Because if it came back from 1940, whatever, it'll come back again, and it'll come back again, and it'll come back again, and it'll come back again. Just like Nebuchadnezzar's tree, God left the roots. Just like when the flood, he left the roots. Because that's what man had chosen. That was man's fault. All of it. God didn't do it. Man was deceived. Why? Satan's lies. Satan's propaganda machine. It's been in the garden, and there's nothing different under the sun. Paul said, just as the serpent beguiled Eve, I am afraid for you that when I leave, the same thing's going to happen to you. All right. The spirit of iniquity is at work in your nation. Evil men and women have gone against instituted authority and have plotted a scheme to overthrow your nation illegally. That's what we call the cabal. This is what the fight is all about. It's a secret to most, but enough know to remove the evil from among you. I've given you authority to do it, but most in my body today do not know this. This is why I have raised up a remnant to fight this last battle. They are mighty ones, and they are awakened and have trimmed their lamps. Just as the president is waiting on the citizens to rise up so that he can rise up, so am I. When you make a move, it allows me to make a move. Sadly, most are saying, why doesn't the president do something? Why doesn't God do something? Who has the say down here? You guessed it. It is you. You have a miracle in your mouth, the power to speak to the mountains that stand in your way and command that they be removed. The seals have been removed that has blinded the minds of my people. Many are waking up every day. What is happening will continue to happen until my people stop it. He restrains. Okay, let's look at Revelation 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and had the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth. They've tried. They have said everything under the sun about the book of Revelation, what it's about and what it means. And that is the biggest gobbledygook mess. Nobody. I used to just read it all the time. I'd come away more confused every time I read it. Well, you see right here, no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. They just flat couldn't understand it. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Why did it happen? The church started praying. The church started praying, your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. The church started praying for their leaders. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and he shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them with 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. They're celebrating because the seals are finally open. Finally! The manifestations of the sons of God have come. The whole earth has been groaning since the fall in the garden for the manifestation of the sons of God. It's here. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and as such as in the sea and all that are in them, I heard them saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. The four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. So Jesus has opened the seals to reveal the mystery of lawlessness to the church. See, from this revealing has come the power and the strength for people to rise up and begin to use their authority. The church, also natural people. Okay, chapter 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. This is part of the three city states. This is the Vatican. It's Pope. It's one of the spirits that have influenced, has been major influence throughout time. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see," and there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. Talking about communism. I didn't really understand it, but during Nazi Germany, the two parties were the Communist Party and the Nazi Party. I'm thinking, man, you talk about horrible. That's what this red horse is. It is a communistic, socialistic, I guess Nazi beast system. And the third seal opened, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see," and behold, lo, a black horse. He that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. The black represents capitalism. It's what we have here in this country, capitalism. This is our form of life right now that the other horses are trying to take out. Now, it can be wrong, but it says balances in his hand. Balanced. Balanced. That tells me it's fair. It's equal. It's an equalizer among these other spirits. Okay. When he had opened the third seal, okay, I got that. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." To me, it sounds like a stock report. Whether it is or not, I don't know. But it's still the Federal Reserve beast system at this time. See, God's system is going to be different. Whether we call it Trump Sara, Nasara, Just Sara, whatever Sara, whatever the change is coming, it's a jubilee, it's a reset, it's God's way coming. Okay, verse 7. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." I looked and beheld a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, with death, and the beast of the earth. This is the Islam, the one that his hand will be against every man. Ishmael, that's this beast or this system here. Okay, with that, let's turn to Zechariah 6, because it also, I've read this before, we're going to read it again. It also talks about these four spirits that are influencing the earth today, what we've all been subject to, whether we realize it or not. You know, men think they're free. This chop zone now, they think they're free. But you know what? They built them a wall. I thought that's all against what the president's done. They built the wall. They're carrying guns. I thought they were against the Second Amendment. Now you see why COVID, the big deal with the mask. Now these thugs can come in and you don't know who's Antifa, who's... because everybody's wearing masks, you know? They thought they're so clever. All right, Zechariah 6. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass, which represents humanity. And the first chariot was red horses, and in the second chariot, black horses. There's communism and capitalism. In the third chariot, white horses. In the fourth chariot, grizzled and bay horses, Catholicism and Islamism. Then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" And the angel answered and said unto me, "These are the four spirits of the heavens which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth." And it tells the directions. The black horses which are therein go from into the north. I'm talking about the northern hemisphere. We're the north country. The white go forth after them, and the grizzled go forth toward the south country. And the bay went forth and sought to go that they might walk to and fro through the earth. And he said, "Get you hence, walk to and fro through the earth." So they walked to and fro through the earth. And they then cried he upon me and spake unto me, saying, "Behold, these that go toward the north country have quieted my spirit in the north country." That's our country. Peace. God has chosen the United States of America to be the cradle of the gospel. It's like this nation has never had a chance. They've been after this nation and tearing this nation down, putting us under bondage and slavery to the crown since, 1871? It's like this nation has never had a chance. Well, we're fixing to have our chance. God has given us our chance. Okay, Revelation 6. Did I read that? No. Yes, I did. Jesus opened the seals to reveal the mystery of lawlessness to the church, the history of the lawless one since he tricked mankind out of his dominion. You're here because for generations since the fall of man has not taken back his dominion. I gave it back to my man. It has come to this point in history and to the end of this age, and now my church must take it back. For those chosen for the special time and hour, there will be special rewards. You have been chosen, and you are well able. When you make your move, I back you up. Whatever is bound in earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed in earth is loosed in heaven. Yes, it is by your word that Satan is bound or loosed. This is the mystery of iniquity that most all men have not seen throughout all the generations of the God of this world's reign. You are blessed and highly favored that you have received this information and can share this information with others. Don't be shy, be bold. I will lead you in this. This is not the day for political correctness. The righteous are bold as a lion. The days of the man of sin has come to an end. Law and order have returned to your nation. And I'm just going to read a few scriptures here. These are about lawlessness. Matthew 13 is the first one. You know, Jesus knew about this when he was here. And if his people would have received him, he might have been able to take care of it right then. But they didn't. This is Matthew 13:36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the word, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. And therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire. So shall it be in the end of this world. Okay, let me see. Okay. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend. See, the church believes, no, he's going to take us. No. He's taking everything out that offends. One taken, another left. And them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as a sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who hath ears to hear, let him hear. This is the kingdom age we're talking about here. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. This is, I spoke to you about the companies that support the Black Lives Matter. They're connected to Islam. They're connected to the New World Orders. I'm not saying boycott. I'm just saying change it. Change it. Now, in good conscience, I'm not going to go buy from them, not unless they make a rebuttal and say, we've been wrong. You know, I'm not giving any money to the beast systems. It's like, I'm giving you money to take me down. Thank you very much. I don't believe so. I mean, it may come a day we have to just back off of everybody. The Lord will have to help us if that time comes. All right, be ye not unequally yoked together. This is 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? I'm sorry, I don't have anything personally against gay, transgender people, but it's against the Word of God. And we have to go by the Word of God. And we're not to associate. Now, if they want to come and listen to the Word of God and be changed, get deliverance, that's one thing. But if what even what's on the right side don't seem to get. They don't seem to get it. It's because of this stuff that we've seen Sodom and Gomorrah. We've seen these things happen throughout the history of this world, the true history of this world. It's been because of that very thing. It's like gangrene. It's like you leave it alone, it spreads. You have to get... People don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. God is not going to change His word to fit your lifestyle. You will change your lifestyle to fit His word. And what concord hath Christ with Belial? But the Lord will give us a gracious way to say it and do it. We want to catch the fish, not scare the fish away. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to notch it down one. Okay, 1 John 3:4. This spirit is at work. It's been at work. We saw it in the garden first. Then we saw it in Genesis chapter 6. It nearly destroyed Noah's whole world at that time. God had to rescue him, build an ark to rescue him. And then we see it again in the Tower of Babel. We see it again in Egypt, with God's people in bondage for 400 years. Okay, 1 John 3:4. Whoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. One thing the president did say last night, he did say, I forget the first part, what he said, but he said, America is the nation of law and order. Do you remember what he said at first? He said something before that. But anyway, this is the nation of law and order. He's also tweeted out, law and order have returned. We have returned to law and order. And that's what we need to be saying. When he says these statements, we need to be saying it. This nation has returned to law and order. Matthew 24. It doesn't take rocket science nowadays to know something's going on. Matthew 24:3. And he sat upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. This is one thing that this system has done. It's kept us in continual wars, and this is what the president wants to get us out of. He is tired of the endless wars. 19 years in Afghanistan, and these wars are endless. All they've done is kill our soldiers and the people of those countries. It's all a ploy to go in and rape their land, of their whether it be their jewels or whether it be their opioids, mm-hmm. poppy fields, whatever, drug trafficking, human trafficking. You know, this is what it's all been about. It's all for the elite, the devil's system, to get money and leave carnage behind. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Boy, we're seeing that now like never before. I've never seen it this bad. But you have to understand, it's like the little dog in the Grinch movie. When he barked through that big megaphone, it sounded like it was a big monster. They're projecting. They're making it look like everybody in the world is doing this. But that's false. That's why there's a million people, even if it was fabricated, people on the left buying up tickets and intending not to go to make it look like there's a lot of people coming and then nobody shows up. Well, it didn't work, but they did do that. Mm-hmm. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And that's the truth. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. You know what? Everything we're seeing, everything we have been seeing, the history of the world has been all this mess. It's just been repeat and repeat over and over and over again, the same old method to destroy us. Destroy every generation. Matthew 23:27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. This is that spirit of lawlessness, the spirit of Jezebel, and also, like Mike Thompson said way back those years ago, it is the same two spirits at work. They're just as evil. They're the same devil. Pharisee in the church and Jezebel, well, Jezebel in the church too, but Jezebel in the beast system and the Pharisee in the church. Self-righteous. 1 Timothy 6. No, 1 Timothy 1. There isn't a 1 Timothy 6. Yeah, there is. Is there? Well, no, it's not 1 Timothy 6. It's 1 Timothy 1, 6. From which some, having swerved, have turned aside into vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for menstealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. See, they've twisted everything. I saw a couple of little videos this week. One of them was how the left twists things. And it shows, and Jackie's probably seen it, but it shows these two little toddlers. One's a little black toddler, the other's a little white toddler, and they see each other, and they just run, and they hug each other. And then they take off running after each other. Well, what they showed, what the left showed, or the propaganda showed, was the baby's running off and the little black kid was running from the white kid, this racist white baby. Another one was this lady, she was using Uber, and she was telling the driver, which was a black driver, she was a black lady, to let her off at a certain place, and so he did. Next thing she knows, she's hearing commotion outside, and she sees this white guy chasing the Uber driver in the car saying, "Keep going! Keep going!" She texts, and it goes all over, it goes viral all over the world that he's a racist, let's kill him, and all this garbage. Mm-hmm. Well, it shows the true story. It shows the guy, he's laying in bed, and he's a white guy, and he gets up and he puts his shoes on, puts his coat on because there's ice and snow outside. He puts on his red MAGA hat and he goes to the car and says, "Can I help you?" And he said, "I'm stuck in the ice, my car, I can't get my car out." And so he pushes him. And he said, they struggle, he can't get him out of the ice. And he said, "What you need to do, I'm going to start pushing you and you keep going and don't stop. Keep going." So he stands out there and pushes the guy's car, and the guy finally gets his traction and he goes on and keeps saying, "Go, keep going, keep going, keep going." They took that little segment to make it look like this racist MAGA hat wearer, Trump supporter, when the true, what really is the truth, he was helping his fellow man. There was no animosity. See, this is that deception. These people that are doing what they're doing, they're under a deception. They're under a lie. They have given in to the law, this lawlessness spirit. Because Satan was the lawless one. He was the one that rebelled against God. And his angels with him. All right, 6,000 years of lawlessness is coming to an end. Jude chapter 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath preserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil to dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, while contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a rating accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. See, when we do our battle, it is in the name of the Lord. The Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts and those things that corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Now these elite call themselves the sons of Cain. And ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you. See, if you go and read about Korah's rebellion, what was the end result of that? Him and the 200 priests or whatever that defied Moses, and God's going to said, okay, you bring them together. We're going to show you who God's with and who God isn't with. Well, the earth swallowed up and swallowed them all up. The earth opened up and swallowed them all, and them and their families. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea foaming out their own shame, and wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also the seventh from Adam prophesied of these days, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all. Here we are to execute judgment upon all. See, God's given us the strategies. He's given us what to say. To execute judgment upon all and against them that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there would be mockers in the last time who would walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God. Always remember, the Lord said to me when I was typing this out, who your real enemy is. It's not these terrible, deranged people. It is the lawless one himself. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Everything I little that little word I had, everything has already come out of that word in this teaching. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. I want to end with this one other passage of scripture with this. This is Hebrews chapter 12. Don't want you to get weary in well doing. We've got to see this through to the end. When we do, it's going to be so good, we can't even imagine how good it's going to be. But we can't give up. Chapter 12, Hebrews. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus. Remember what he said. For those who have been called to fight in this battle, there are rewards, special rewards. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. I've been telling the Lord, I said, Lord, it's getting where I just can't hardly stand it. It has gotten so bad, so vile. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father's spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. I just want to say, happy Father's Day, Father. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Look diligent, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For you're not coming to the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor with blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. They could not endure that which was committed, and if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But you're coming to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then spoke the earth, or shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word yet once more signifieth the removing of those things that are shaking, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. So right now we're going through a shaking. That's why it's so hard. A really hard, hard in the church and in the rest of the world. The Supreme Court's fixing to get shook from its toenails up. I'm telling you what. Wherefore, we receive in a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for God is a consuming fire. What he's saying here is if we will submit to his chastening, we won't succumb to this shaking of the world. See, if we're keeping ourselves in check and we're submitting to him and walking in his way and doing what he wants us to do, then we should have no fear of this. Because this is what's happening right now on the earth. And it's getting ugly. It's getting ugly. So be encouraged with you in that today, because we win.